LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Thanks for your support. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 83. Today we will be reading Numbers, chapters 33 and 34. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Numbers 33. These are the journeys of the Israelites who went out from the land of Egypt by their divisions under the authority of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded their departures according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord, and now these are their journeys according to their departures. They departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. The Israelites went out defiantly in plain sight of all the Egyptians. Now the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn whom the Lord had killed among them. The Lord also executed judgments on their gods. The Israelites traveled from Ramses and camped in Succoth. They traveled from Succoth and camped in Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham and turned again to Pi-Hahiroth, which is before Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Migdal. They traveled from Pi-Hahiroth and passed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped in Marah. They traveled from Marah and came to Elim. In Elim there are 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. They traveled from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Zin. They traveled from the wilderness of Zin and camped in Dophkah. And they traveled from Dophkah and camped in Alush. They traveled from Alush and camped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They traveled from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and camped in Rithmah. They traveled from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. They traveled from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libnah. They traveled from Libnah and camped at Rissah. They traveled from Rissah and camped at Kehelatha. They traveled from Kehelatha and camped at Mount Sepher. They traveled from Mount Sepher and camped in Haradah. They traveled from Haradah and camped in Makhelath. They traveled from Makhelath and camped at Tahath. They traveled from Tahath and camped at Terah. They traveled from Terah and camped in Mithkah. They traveled from Mithkah and camped in Hashmona. They traveled from Hashmona and camped in Mazaroth. They traveled from Mazaroth and camped in Benijachin. They traveled from Benijachin and camped at Hor Haggidad. They traveled from Hor Haggidad and camped in Jotbatha. They traveled from Jotbatha and camped in Abrona. They traveled from Abrona and camped at Ezion Geber. They traveled from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. They traveled from Kadesh and camped in Mount Hor at the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest ascended Mount Hor at the command of the Lord, and he died there in the 40th year after the Israelites had come out of the land of Egypt, on the first day of the month. Now Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The king of Arad, the Canaanite king who lived in the south of the land of Canaan, heard about the approach of the Israelites. They traveled from Mount Hor and camped in Zalmona. They traveled from Zalmona and camped in Punon. They traveled from Punon and camped in Oboth. They traveled from Oboth and camped in Ai-Abarim, on the border of Moab. They traveled from Aim and camped in Dibon-Gad. They traveled from Dibon-Gad and camped in Almon-Diblathaim. They traveled from Almon-Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. They traveled from the mountains of Abarim and camped by the plains of Moab by the Jordan River across from Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you must drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their carved images, all their molten images, and demolish their high places. You must dispossess the inhabitants of the land and live in it, for I have given you the land to possess it. You must divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. To a larger group you must give a larger inheritance, and to a smaller group you must give a smaller inheritance. Everyone's inheritance must be in the place where his lot falls. You must inherit according to your ancestral tribes. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then those whom you allow to remain will be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your side, and will cause you trouble in the land where you will be living. And what I intended to do to them, I will do to you. Numbers 34. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Give these instructions to the Israelites and tell them, when you enter Canaan, the land that has been assigned to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan with its borders, your southern border will extend from the wilderness of Zin along the Edomite border, and your southern border will run eastward to the extremity of the Salt Sea. Then the border will turn from the south to the Scorpion Ascent, continue to Zin, and then its direction will be from the south, Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hazar Adar and pass over to Asmon. There the border will turn from Asmon to the Brook of Egypt, and then its direction is to the sea. As for a western border, you will have the Great Sea. This will be your western border. And this will be your northern border. From the Great Sea you will draw a line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you will draw a line to Lebo Hamath, and the direction of the border will be to Zedad. The border will continue to Ziphron, and its direction will be to Hazar Enan. This will be your northern border. For your eastern border, you will draw a line from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border will run from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border will descend and reach the eastern side of the Sea of Chinnereth. Then the border will continue down the Jordan River, and its direction will be to the Salt Sea. This will be your land by its borders that surround it." Then Moses commanded the Israelites, "This is the land which you will inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to be given to the 9.5 tribes, because the tribe of the Reubenites by their families, the tribe of the Gadites by their families, and half of the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, east of Jericho, toward the sunrise." The Lord said to Moses, "These are the names of the men who are to allocate the land to you as an inheritance: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua, son of Nun. You must take one leader from every tribe to assist in allocating the land as an inheritance. These are the names of the men: from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh; from the tribe of the Simeonites, Shemuel, son of Ammihud; from the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad, son of Kislon; and from the tribe of the Danites, a leader, Bukai, son of Joglai; from the Josephites, Haniel, son of Ephod, a leader from the tribe of Manasseh; from the tribe of the Ephraimites, a leader, Kemuel, son of Shiptan; from the tribe of the Zebulunites, a leader, Elizaphan, son of Parnach; from the tribe of the Issacharites, a leader, Paltiel, son of Azan; from the tribe of the Asherites, a leader, Ahihud, son of Shelemai; and from the tribe of the Naphtalites, a leader, Pedahel, son of Ammihud. These are the ones whom the Lord commanded to divide up the inheritance among the Israelites in the land of Canaan. And so today was another day of reading some very different names, names that I'm certainly not used to reading. We read about the wanderings from Egypt to Sinai, and we read about their borders. Some of these borders, of course, are still being debated and fought over today. Well, tomorrow we will be finishing up the book of Numbers, and we will start the book of Mark. I hope to see you there. Until then, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.